Joining us every Friday just after 9:30 local time is Yael Osowski from the Consumer Choice Center. Yael has an op-ed out this morning at consumercentercenter.org. Let me get that out. A little tongue twisted there, Yael, to get the show started here this morning. Yael, you have a great op-ed out talking about, private health care and where have all the options gone. And then, of course, the top-down big government Medicare for All approach being peddled out there by the Democratic presidential candidates. So without further ado, Yael, it's great to talk with you this morning and connect once again.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Thank you for allowing me to inject your listeners with a weekly bit of wonkery.
So, so what has happened to the right to choose your health care? That's a question that you pose to your viewers and members of the Consumer Choice Center this morning.
Well, it seems that there's a lot of debates about health care, not just in North Carolina, but it's happening federally. And the question is, do people have a right to choose the plan that works for them? And if we are paying attention to any of the Democratic presidential debates, that answer is steering towards the negative. And it really seems that we're going to have less options in the future. And I don't really think that should make anybody happy at all.
Well, with that being said, I mean, we have so many choices. And then even here in North Carolina, our state treasurer, Dale Falwell, he had to come to a bit of a compromise because when he pushed the hospitals and healthcare providers and insurance companies to bring transparency to the billing system for consumers, well, he received a ton of pushback. He made the argument, just as you did in your op-ed this morning at consumerchoicecenter.org, saying, listen, everywhere we go, we have options, choice, and we know the cost of every product that we purchase at a store or wherever else we do business everywhere, but it seems like the healthcare system. And why is that? So in your mind, why is that? We fail to utilize some of the things that make this country so great when it comes to innovation, when it comes to free market thinking. Healthcare, just a different beast.
Yeah, I think with a lot of people, everyone's fed up with the way that medical expenses are run in this country. Everyone has had a bill that they've had to argue over. They've had some kind of disagreement with any of their providers or insurance companies. That's normal. It happens. The reason that is because it's so complicated. It's so complex. And you have so many players and programs and benefits. And a lot of the doctors and people that you go see, yeah, they're seeing you as a patient, but essentially you're not really the customer. It's typically the government program or the insurance company that's a customer. And that's the kind of the problem here is there's no real market with real prices. You can't actually see how much things cost at all anymore because there's so many different rates for different people. So we are actually, there's a government, program we can say that is just discriminating against various people based upon whatever plan they have. And the proposals that we're seeing come out of D.C. and some of these Democratic hopefuls say that Medicare for all is the answer. This is how we're going to make sure everybody's covered. I mean, we've had this debate. We had this debate around Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act and everything that came with that. It seems that everybody's running away from this now. It seems Obama is some kind of a version of a right-wing politician with his health care plan. But what we're seeing now is this push to basically have the federal government take the whole thing over and outlaw private health care, outlaw the ability for you to privately contract with any medical professional, whatever it may be. And I think that's really dangerous and bad. And we've seen the bad results of that in countries where the state does have a huge role in the health system. And what we need is way more competition, not less, and surely not this kind of rejiggering and dismantling from the federal government. I think this is totally bad for consumers.
Well, this goes to the fundamental question in that, would American citizens be better off if the government was taking care of you from cradle to grave, or were you the American citizen? Have the best decision-making responsibilities and duties for you and those loved ones closest to you. You'd rather have those decisions made in-house rather than someone else, particularly in Washington, D.C., making those decisions for you. That's the fundamental question that we're fighting in this country right now on many different aspects, including healthcare.
Yeah, and we're having this entire debate because if you look at the numbers, there's just under 9% of the population that does not have insurance. Now, the assumption is that, these are well-to-do people in their communities who are slaving away 60 hours a week and not able to get any coverage, but that's just not true. When they actually break down the numbers, Most of that are people who are in the younger age bracket, who are in 20 to 30 years old and just don't have a healthcare plan yet, or they don't need one. I know for me, I don't necessarily have a whole comprehensive healthcare plan because I don't need it. I've got my disaster insurance and I use my direct primary care doctor, and that's how it works. I don't need to have a more comprehensive plan because I don't need it right now, and it's too expensive for people like me. I think that's what a lot of people who are probably falling into that number conclude. But the other point is that you have 43% of people in this country who are on some type of government health care anyway. So we're having these huge debates about redoing this entire system, you know, for the small numbers who may be uninsured but have total access. Even after Obamacare, you have the ability to get a plan. Those plans might be more expensive than they were before 2012, but look, this is what people are going to have to face when they're getting health insurance anyway. So there's a lot of things to change, a lot of decisions that need to be made. But look, man, all we're asking for is a little bit of competition. Let people choose like in other markets. And even in the most socialist countries where they do have health care, a lot of the providers, or most of them, are all private, and you're able to choose which one you want. And you have the option of private health care. The plans that are being discussed by Senator Warren, by Bernie Sanders, by Kamala Harris, you don't get that choice. You don't get that choice at all. And I think that should scare a lot of people. But we just got to keep making this point, continue to convince people. The system isn't perfect, but we're not dealing with just one way of doing it or another. There are constantly ways to improve. And what I would actually recommend is people do the best in their own situations to make sure they can get a handle on it, rather than waiting from some kind of result from the ballot box.
Yael Lisowski is the deputy director of the Consumer Choice Center. He has an op-ed titled "What Happened to the Right to Choose Your Healthcare?" this morning. It's posted at consumerchoicecenter.org. Well, let's play devil's advocate and move forward. Okay, November 2020 comes and goes, and Elizabeth Warren is the president, and she's going to implement Medicare for All. Well, what does that mean for the millions of people who are employed through the private health industry, whether that be insurance companies, whether that be providers, this, that, and the other, millions of jobs? What would happen to these folks? And at the end of the day, you know, the most important part of this, you know, what would our quality of care look like for us, the consumer of health care?
Well, if you were one of the five people in total who watched CNN and saw this last debate, what you really saw was her stating, hey, we're not going to have this kind of private healthcare system. This is a racket. This is people profiting off of sickness and all. And all the estimates that come from the CBO, that's the Congressional Budget Office, totally legit outfit there in D.C. And by their own analysis, they say, look, if we have a single-payer system, we're going to need way more taxes, and we're going to need an entirely new administrative bureaucracy for all of this. So you can imagine that you'd be paying a little bit more with your taxes, and you're going to have an entirely new bureaucracy that will be funded with additional taxes, and it's not even necessarily going to solve the problem. We're only talking about insurance, right? We're not even talking about how care is going to be carried out, how people are going to be able to sign up for whatever service, if there are going to be enough scanning machines, if the pharmaceutical drugs are going to be available. That those are the problems that exist in the systems in which the government has a much larger role. There's a lot of rationing and a lot of wait times. This is a big problem in the United Kingdom. It's a big problem in Germany. It's a big problem in Austria as well. If you're an elder person, or let's say you're 40 to 60, you want to come to them and get some kind of surgery, they have to weigh your needs versus everyone else. In the U.S., you are treated, and that's how it works. And that's kind of the issues that we see that would come up with this. This would take some time if President Warren was in office, but still, it's a huge change, a big leap. And if you talk to any personal doctor, they would not like this at all. Personal doctors are very individualistic people. They're business people. They understand how this works, and they don't like the system that would be introduced were they reimbursed at those lower rates. That's why most doctors are actually against Medicaid expansion, Medicare expansion. They want to see better incentives, better models, lower prices, because all they want to do is treat their patients. They don't want to deal with more bureaucracy.
What happened to the right to choose your health care? Yael Lisowski with the Consumer Choice Center has an op-ed on that this morning, consumerchoicecenter.org. Well, with that said, you talked a bit about primary care physicians. I hear advertisements on talk radio all the time about MediShare. What are some of these alternative options in the free market now that people can learn more about that may actually, you know, fit some of their needs that they have, rather than, you know, spending a mortgage payment a month to keep their, you know, family covered?
Yeah, one of the better options that I've seen, and this is actually taking place around the country, and there have been a lot of good legislative changes, is something called direct primary care. Consumer Choice Center is not receiving any money at all to say that, but direct primary care is just a great option whereby you essentially take out a subscription with a doctor. So instead of dealing with a huge bloated insurance system, you have a direct contract with your doctor. They receive a payment per month. And you can call and text and have an appointment anytime you wish. Now, this system is great because all prices are transparent. They're usually written on the website. They know exactly what you need and at what price they can offer it. And it's transparent for everyone. And these doctors are much happier because they spend A, way more time with the patient, and B, they spend less time doing paperwork. So this is just something that people can do. They can go online and look for direct primary care in your area. You find a lot of options there. That's good. You don't need to take out the huge comprehensive insurance, because the thing is we don't need insurance when we want to change our tires or we want to change our windshield wipers or our flashlights in the front, but we do need it apparently for everything in the medical system, and that's kind of the problem. Insurance is there as a way to mitigate risk. And if we have insurance for everything that we buy in the medical system, obviously it's going to be way more expensive. So I think if people can empower themselves, try out direct primary care, try concierge doctors, there's a whole host of different options out there that people can try. And yeah, it's well within your reach. You do not need to wait for election day. You do not need to wait for any new president. You can do this yourself, and I think that's the greatest part about it.
ConsumerChoiceCenter.org, the website. Yael Osowski, the Deputy Director of the Consumer Choice Center. Yael, before I let you go, since Elizabeth Warren seems to be the punching bag here today, among others, but that being said, I know you and I talk a lot about the tech, the internet, and, well, Elizabeth Warren idea yesterday that she wants to invest $85 billion into making sure, well, America, well, government takes over the internet, basically, here in our country. She says no more giant telecom companies. That means publicly owned and operated networks. So basically, you know, when you criticize that single payer healthcare system that she wants implemented on the internet, well, the government can just cut off your feed and your internet when you complain about waiting a year for, treatment for some ailment. So they want to take over healthcare. They want to take over the energy sector. They want to take over internet and telecommunications in our country. Is this really resonating with the American people?
No, not at all. And I think most people who are average day working people who work a 9-to-5 and come home and hear this on the television are not tuning in and saying, that's the way to go. They're legitimately thinking, where's our power going? I think if we're talking about the internet, we're talking about one of the most creative, entrepreneurial, innovative things that's ever come about. And it's come about because it is a free space. And we do see issues where when it comes to broadband and people trying to get internet, yeah, there's not much competition, but what's the reason for that? It's not because we don't have a federal plan. It's because there are already restrictions that exist at local, at state levels. There's been a lot of this in North Carolina and Virginia as well, where there's so many restrictions on who's allowed to be any kind of broadband utility, how you're allowed to enter the market. There's so many restrictions there that obviously only the big players are going to be able to compete, and they're going to buy up all their competition. So it's the existing rules that are the problem. If we want people to have more access and more choice, you got to just get rid of the monopolies. And monopolies are only sustained and they only have power because they're the only ones who can exist in a high regulation system. So if we want to have better internet, if we want to have the more competition, we have to get rid of the local restrictions that exist. We do not need a Elizabeth Warren internet that I can click that's going to make everything a lot better.
Yeah, Yael Osowski with the Consumer Choice Center. He loves freedom. He loves choice. And that's why we have him on every Friday just after 9:30. As always, it's a pleasure, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir, Joe. All the best. Have a good weekend.
ConsumerChoiceCenter.org. Yael Osowski will be joining us a week from today at this time. We'll be back with our weekly videos and audio feeds that make us chuckle. That's our final segment of the week that we have started just about a month ago. We'll get a little laugh at some of these morons on the internet when we get back here on the Big Talker FM.